Outreach Ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
The pastor in the various ministries of the church. Church can't grow if there's division in the house. Church can't grow if there's conflict. Church will never grow if you're always complaining. Church will never grow. Amen. Because this city is too small. Because if they know it's a conflict here, it's all over the
world.
You see it on the internet. And why should a person come to where there is conflict and confusion? If we are to be a caring community of Christians, we should be seen in the community. Are we really seen in the community? Yeah. I can personally say it. This past week, I was cooking out there, and lo and behold, that was Sister Cotton. Had a plate. I asked her, was it chicken spaghetti? She said, no, it wasn't. But here's my point. I did not know Sister Cotton was out there feeding people homeless. That was homeless in the parks. Amen. I did not know she was doing that. And Sister Amanda said, she'd been doing that. Amen. But I never heard her say what she had been doing. I did vaguely hear her say something about it, but we as a body of believers should be having ministry working in the neighborhood. We have called ourselves, where's our mission statement? A caring community of Christians. We should be concerned about what's going on around here. I remember seeing Brother Webster working, we walked and picked up trash every year. Brother Cotton, I'm picking the old ones out because they was always with me. I remember seeing you, let's see, am I calling you tonight? Always with us. I remember those names. Yeah, you too, I think. And let's see. I remember who's working, walking the street, picking up trash. And all of the things that we're doing under the name of South Alexander Revitalization, but it's Antioch. They come to Antioch, over 100 people watching Antioch, caring community of Christian. I even remember who was the first ones that was out there. It was only a few. The community should know who we are and our presence should be seen in the area. Not just on Sunday when we drive up, but we should be visible throughout the week, serving and working to support the area. I know who you are. I may miss your name. If I miss your name, don't get an attitude. I'm getting old too. Amen. If I miss your name, I know who you are. I may not say it. Sister Mathis tell me all the time, you never said it to me. I thought it, but I never say it. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of what you're doing. I appreciate everything that's being done. And when, here's what we need to understand. Your reward ain't here. Your reward is up there. When we get the concept, we get the blessings. Thank you. Then, as a church, we are to be committed. For too many Christians today are uncommitted. We don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. Or we are not interested. We don't know if we can do the tasks. For the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers. Jesus is looking for a few good men. That sounds like a military slogan. But the concept of it, thank you, Holy Spirit, is about serving humanity, working, doing something that God has declared for you to do. You never know who you may stumble upon. When people are hungry and they may be down to their last dime, did you give them a dollar? It blesses them. We never know what God is up to. There are times that the church is empty because the people don't have time to get up and come to church. Or maybe they are just, Dwayne, they're watching it on the internet. I don't have to be there. We need to all be in church, especially as we come to the culmination of another year. Because God has blessed you 360 some odd days. God is simply saying, I'm speaking to the hearts of a people. Then our mission statement tells us that we are to evangelize. We are to go and preach and teach God's word. But in order to go and teach, you've got to study to show yourself approved. You just can't get up before people and say anything. Because somebody is reading their Bible, and there can be a misapplication of scripture when we get up and we say anything. So we need to study. And if we don't know, I'm a teacher by profession. And if my student asks me a question and I couldn't answer, and I ain't going to sit up there and try to dance in it, I'm going to say, I don't know, but I will give you an answer. I'll find it out. Don't ever teach and think the answer is right. Know that the answer is right. And if you don't know it, then say, I will get the answer for you. It ain't nothing right. We're still learning. I'm still learning. Tony Evans is still learning. T.D. Jakes is still learning. We don't ever stop learning. We don't know it all. We are studying to show thyself approved to God.
Yeah.
I'm 74 years old, and I'm learning something every day. I'm different today because of what God has done through me. And then he told me that ain't about you. It's about me. Then there is edification, which is the process by which believers grow in holiness, wisdom, and righteousness. Holiness, it don't take all of that, then what does it take? Holiness, grow in holiness, wisdom, and righteousness. Are we a body of believers growing spiritually? Are we studying? When's the last time you read your Bible? Don't raise your hand if you haven't done it. When is the last time you read your Bible? I ain't talking about a scripture. I'm talking about read your Bible, several chapters. When is the last time we have read our Bible? It's an indictment that we don't even know God's word. God expect, how can we witness if we don't know the person who we're talking about? Because there are some religions out there that know more than we know. Even though their doctrine may be a little shady. But they know what they're doing. And they're some pretty good witnesses too. We could ask the question, how many sermons can you honestly say that you remember and have applied those messages to your personal life? Because every time we preach, somebody's life should be changed. And it should be applied to our lives in some way. Some of us may say the spirit was high today. But what was said in the message? I remember, Sister Cotton, not my first message, but my second message in Dallas. I preached. Church stood up, and they was all falling out. They were shouting. And it was a glorious time in the Lord. And the next day, I went to the pastor's office and said, Mathis, I love Pastor E. Senior because he was father in the ministry to me. He said, sit down, let me talk to you. He said, this is, you're preaching. I said, yeah, what do you hear? I said, I hear the church, they're just shouting, they're praising the Lord. They're having a great time. He said, what else do you hear? I said, I don't hear me. He said, neither did they. He said, when a church is falling out, jumping and shouting, ain't heard a word you said. If you didn't hear you and you know what you said, how do you think they heard you? And they was sitting there shouting and waving a hand, and I got it. Do you know when a church hear you? When ain't nothing being said. Because you're listening. As a teacher, when I taught in school, I couldn't teach in noise, but when it got quiet, they all heard everything I said. And finally, emancipation, which means to be set free. Are you free? Are you free to express your spiritual, what spiritual gift do you have? Everybody in the house ought to know that they have a gift that God has given us. Yes. What is your spiritual gift? When Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, now understand why he talked to me about the Great Commission. I was trying to put it at the front. He put it right where he wanted it to be. When Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, he was instructing them to go and teach all nations. These men were free to share God's word in spite of the complexities that they would fall into. The moment you pick up your cross and follow the Lord, you can expect problems. We signed up for it. It's not going to be easy because the enemy does not want his word shared. And so whenever there's confusion and conflict, you know where it's coming from. It ain't the people, it's the thing in them. But when we can identify the spirit, we can identify the enemy, we can attack that with prayer. And it drives the enemy. Emancipation. The spirit sets us free. These men were free. And the Lord's desire for the world is that the world know about him. When we have been instructed to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. That's a confirmation. I'm with you. When you think you're by yourself, when mama is gone, papa is gone, sisters and brothers are gone, children are gone, he said, I'm with you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And that's our mission and God's great expectation. Do you receive it? The doors of the church open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.